from Devon Funds Management. Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
How about those jobs? Jobs everywhere.
Yeah, good news for the US economy. Complicates the picture for the Fed, though. So, yeah, the US economy added 272,000 jobs in May. That was well above the estimates for 190,000. Also, April's revised 165,000 gain. So, yeah, arguably counters the fears of a slowdown in the labour market, but also reduces the need for the Fed to lower rates. So you look at the job gains, healthcare, government, leisure and hospitality, that's all consistent with recent trends. In fact, those three sectors, more than half of gains. Also, the Fed won't really want to see this wage growth continue to push up. So up 0.4% on the month, 4.1% from a year ago. Although, interesting though, that despite all this, the actual unemployment rate ticked up to 4%. So, Mike, it hasn't been there since January 2022. So it does, you know, send a bit of a mixed message. Labour force participation rate, that was down slightly. Number of people reported holding jobs fell by over 400,000. You got full-time workers, they were down by 625,000. You had part-time workers shoot up almost 300,000. So you were seeing plenty of new jobs, Mike, but some of the old ones are going. So I suppose some industries are cutting back as the economy softens. All a bit of a dilemma for the Fed. They meet this week, so we'll hear what Jay Powell has to say on the matter and also get that Fed dot plot. But markets currently pricing in 55% chance of a rate cut in September, and that's down from 70% before the report, so it's looking more like a coin flip. Also going to be interesting to see, I think, Mike, what the Fed makes of the central banks are doing. So you've got Sweden and Switzerland, they've already eased, and last week we had Bank of Canada, ECB, they cut rates for the first time in years. So that has implications on trade competitiveness. And if you look at, might be surprising, but, you know, Canada's almost 17% of US exports. Europe's around about 20%. So, you know, the US is already running trade deficits. These could get worse if actions by other central banks, you know, devalue their currencies while the Fed remains on hold. So, yeah, it's all plenty for the Fed to chew on.
Tell me, as a serious investor, why people look at Roaring Kitty and pay any attention to this nonsense, not only once but again when it comes around.
Yeah, it is all a bit weird. I mean, it's nothing to do with fundamentals. So, yeah, it's just about momentum, what people are posting on social media. And this is Keith Gill, who's known as Roaring Kitty, and he's back. We haven't heard from him since the pandemic, but he's back sort of posting screenshots of his brokerage portfolio. It shows that, you know, if he exercises all his call options, he's got $1 billion worth of stock. And this is really getting likes of GameStop in particular moving. Trading has sprung to life in recent weeks. He scheduled his first live stream on YouTube for almost 4 years to this day, and GameStop, that soared 50% on Thursday. He had his YouTube sort of spiel, and then people said, oh, he's actually hasn't said that much particularly new, so the shares went down 40%. He reveals he's made $50 million on paper during one trading session. He's still got around about $500 million in shares. And it's not fundamentals, Mike, you're absolutely right. It's more about his popularity on social media. Interesting whether your tax attracts any sort of regulatory scrutiny. The SEC apparently evidently looking to sort of get involved or look at it. He actually not told anyone explicitly to buy GameStop shares. He just posted memes and GIFs and short video clips, etc. Some could actually argue is either Warren Buffett. Well, probably not. Probably vastly different. Vastly different. But I suppose he's being seen as a modern day Robin Hood. I mean, hedge funds, you know, lost a fortune during the pandemic. Those that were short, likes of GameStop and others. If he got regulatory scrutiny, would people sort of get behind him even more in terms of his followers? For what it's worth, if we want to talk fundamentals, Mike, the video game retailer GameStop, they reported numbers on Friday. They made a quarterly loss of $32 million, but that was down from 50.5 million a year ago. Quarterly sales, they dipped to 0.9 billion. So yeah, investing in GameStop looks a bit like jumping on the roulette table, really, at the casino. Certainly making for a white knuckle ride for those on board.
All right, give me some numbers.
Okay, so we've got the US market's actually stepped back from record levels, but had a winning week. The Dow down 0.2%, 38,798. The NASDAQ down 0.2%, 17,133. S&P 500 down 0.1%, 5,346. FTSE 100 down 0.5%. Nikkei down 0.05%. ASX 200 up 0.5%. NZ 50 down 1%. Gentiles obviously provided a bit of momentum earlier in the week. Gold down $82, $2,294 an ounce. Oil, that was pretty flat, 75.53 US. Currencies, Kiwi was weaker across the board, 61.1 against the US, 92.7 against the A dollar. Also down 1% against sterling, 48 pence will get there for a Kiwi dollar. This week, Mike, we've got some US inflation numbers. We've got that Fed meeting. We've also got the Bank of Japan. Back home, card spending, business PMI, and food inflation.
Another busy week. Appreciate your expertise, Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.